men actually will just randomly, and I don't even know what channel it's coming up in, and they'll just be like, thank you to the company for allowing us to have such powerful women, such strong, smart women. And it just starts this chain.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This Women in Tech road trip is powered by Kia Niro Touring. Yes, Kia provided us the most fuel-efficient, comfortable car to be our mobile podcasting studio as we drive state to state, Los Angeles to New York, celebrating Women in Tech, featuring them on the Women in Tech podcast. First of all, it has cooled seats. It has the most silent AC. You can't even hear it. I leave it on low during the interviews and it is perfect. No disruption at all. You have fuel efficiency because it's hybrid. It comfortably stores all of our stuff. And there's three of us in this car with a ton of backpacks and mic gear and video gear. The Kia Niro Touring is phenomenal. Simply could not be possible without Kia. A huge thank you. Enjoy the Women in Tech road trip series. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. Okay, you guys, you know I've been driving from Los Angeles to New York, state to state, celebrating Women in Tech in this phenomenal Kia that is like the most excellent mobile podcasting studio ever. And I've discovered a city, I think Natalie, who's a guest that you're about to hear about, I've discovered a city that I would potentially fancy moving to. And it has everything. It's like one of those gems that you've never heard of that you wish you knew existed. Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's amazing. I admitted on the last episode, and Natalie, get ready to make fun of me, that I only knew the city Chattanooga because I watched Teen Mom OG. I am sorry.
At least you've heard of it, so that's already impressive.
And I was like, Macy lives there. So yes, it's true. I didn't discover Chattanooga out of great reasons, but I am here now. And because of Chattanooga, I've gotten to come across code science, which is amazing. And so Natalie is going to tell us all about code science and her involvement in the tech space. So welcome, Natalie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about, you know, who you are and what you do. But then if you could kind of give us a snapshot of like what it's like to live in Chattanooga too, and what I'm experiencing here from the activities in nature to just the community that you have, because wasn't Chattanooga voted one of the best cities to live in?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into that.
Okay, so
start with who you are.
So I'm Natalie, and I've been here in Chattanooga probably about 4 years or so. And I've worked for Code Science for 3 years.
And what's your role at Code Science?
Now I would just say I'm aware of many hats. I do all sorts of things. I was hired in as a project manager, and then we transferred roles to product owners. And now I actually work on the operations team.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, what does operations mean?
Operations is everything behind the scenes, which is what I absolutely love about it. So it could be everything from like stocking our office to planning all of our events to all of our internal projects. So all of our Dreamforce marketing, any of the, I guess, our handouts and things that we come up with to hand out to clients, all that kind of internal stuff.
And one of the things that, and I want to get into the, you know, talking just a little bit about Chattanooga itself as well, but one of the things I'd love for you to share and what excites me most about this particular interview is a lot of people, you know, ask, you know, if I'm not a coder, it means that I'm not in tech. And I actually see it as like, if you're working and contributing to building up a vision within the tech industry, you are in tech, even if you happen to be the accountant, the lawyer, the operations, that whatever it is, if you're involved in the tech culture and the tech language and people in the tech community, you're in tech. What is your take on that?
Well, I've definitely thought of it that way before. And there are actually so many different things that you can do if you're not coding. I mean, you just spoke with Ashley here and she can write code, but she actually designs more things.
Right.
So I guess there are just a ton of different aspects. And our operations team is small, but, you know, I guess we do play like a big part on the internal side of what we do at Code Science, for sure.
I think so. And how can you tell us, like, how does someone get involved in an operations role? Where do they start? Is there an internship path? Is there something that they need to study in school? What is the pathway to working in operations for a tech company?
So my path actually started as, you know, I think when I first got out of school, I started as like a coordinator for some group, a development group, and then have kind of evolved into project management. And so really my strength is organization.
Right.
And when I was hired here, I started out, you know, as a project manager doing all that organizational kinds of things and then moved into our operations team. So I guess, you know, if you have this tendency for details and maybe some sort of like neuroticism about it, maybe that's where it comes from.
Amen to those people. I tell you, those are the people that keep the crazy visionaries like me alive. Yeah. I'm like everywhere flailing papers and someone else is like filing
them. Give them to me. I'll take care of it.
Yeah. Just keep on driving. Keep on driving. I got you. Yeah. So funny. We have a few people on our team and I'm the one that's like the risk taker far out there. And then we have someone that's the complete opposite that always like is looking out for the backup plan, and then someone in between that's like kind of wants to take risks but also wants to be aware that the backup plan is there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good to have a little bit. I mean, talking about diversity and perspective and all these, it's great to have a lot of different types of outlooks within the same organization, because that's how you create a really fluid conversation that can speak to even more people. Mm-hmm. Well, before we actually move forward, let's get into Chattanooga real quick. First of all, how's the tech community in Chattanooga?
I think it's actually bigger than you would expect it to be. I mean, when I first moved here, I met a girl and she was an attorney, and she was saying how they were, because of our fiber internet, they were bringing in these competitions of kids from all over the world that would come in and compete and show off whatever their project was based on our internet.
Tell us about your internet.
Fiber. It's super, super fast. It's so fast that, I mean, I've completely forgotten. And when I go home to Colorado and visit my dad, and he lives in Westminster, and I'm on my computer, my laptop, I'm like, oh my God, it's so slow. And it's not slow. It just feels slow because it's really fast here.
And how did it get to be that? Like, why don't other cities have it, and why does this city have it?
That predates me. I don't know. EPB is here and they, you know, have put fiber all over
town. You just
town.
Got lucky.
Yeah, I got lucky.
Do you know, because I hear that Clarksville, Mississippi, no, Clarksdale, Mississippi has the same resource, but it's not activated.
Interesting.
Like they're able to do, you know, it's not my background, but something like they're able to have super laser fast internet, but they need to get certain policies met or something, like something is blocking it from actually coming to life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Totally want to move here just to upload files. Let me tell you, the episodes on this trip, uploading things on a road trip is like one of the worst challenges ever. And sometimes I can only get one episode uploaded in an entire 12-hour night or something.
Gosh.
Yeah. And so to think that
it's
I
like
could
from
have
the 90s.
Right. Totally. So to think that I could have come to Chattanooga and just uploaded like all of them in 1 second, I would have been like, oh,
I'll just wait.
Yeah. It would be amazing. Okay. And tell me more about Chattanooga.
Chattanooga is, I love it here. My husband and I, we moved here for the outdoor scene. We're rock climbers, and from this area, you can find awesome climbing within 45 minutes. And so being here and then finding a company like Code Science is just like all dreams coming true. But you can do all sorts of things. We have the river. So there's like paddle boarding and kayaking and all that kind of stuff. There's what they call mountains.
Yeah.
So, you know, like lookout or signal, and people, lots of runners, lots of hikers.
How's the weather here year round?
It's hot and humid, but it's really the summer's the worst. And so I think you could do all activities outside pretty much year round, as long as you're willing to deal with the heat.
So you actually don't have like a winter?
It's
kind of like LA?
It will snow, but not really. And I guess a few years ago, it snowed like a few inches and the city will shut down because we don't know how to deal with bad weather.
Oh, it's like rain for us in LA.
And rain will do the same thing and it will shut us down. But you know, it doesn't stay forever and it doesn't snow for very long.
I'm telling you, Chattanooga is a secret city. It is. So wait, when I come back to Chattanooga, can I hang out at Code Science?
Oh, yeah. You are more than welcome to come here anytime.
I'm so excited. Sorry, Los Angeles. Okay, that's the problem with me working on the Women in Tech podcast, that Los Angeles is constantly at risk of losing me.
When I would love to have you here with our internet. You would love it.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. I totally would. What's one way in... And you brought up that you're married too, and that's something I'd like to touch base on, because I really love to discuss how to be a powerful, driven female and also prioritize a family, a relationship. Some of the wonderful women that I've interviewed have children, and it's like, how do you prioritize being a powerful woman in tech and being a mom? How do you prioritize being a powerful woman in tech and being a wife? And, you know, like, boundaries can be murky sometimes. So I'd love to get into that conversation. And then the other question I had was, how do you overcome challenges as they come up?
Particularly here, actually, you can ask anybody. So at my fingertips, I mean, we're big users of Slack, and or, you know, I work here in the Chattanooga office. Just ask somebody.
Yeah.
And I'm the kind of person who will definitely like try to figure things out as much as I can by myself until that time when I'm like, oh, well, actually, maybe Doug can help me here, or Connie or something, you know, and just like reach out and ask somebody, because they're more than willing to help.
Totally.
More than willing.
You were saying that Code Science, and let's get into just real quick as well. And I want to talk about the vendors. I know you guys, I'm like bouncing all over the place. So, okay. You were talking about, and it was really cool, and Ashley, who I interviewed earlier, brought this up to you, that you have an amazing collaborative mentorship culture and a very inclusive culture at Code Science. So can you just kind of start with, tell us what Code Science is again, and then what do you mean by that, that unifying aspect of your company culture? Let's start there.
Okay. So Code Science, what we do is we build apps on the Salesforce platform, and our culture, I mean, our headquarters is here, but, you know, we have a big, huge contingency in the Bay Area. And so I think, and then a ton of people are remote all over the place. And so we actually get a lot of different personalities and everything from all over the place.
Right.
And a lot of what we do, because we're so remote and even in this office, is we'll have a lot of video calls. And so I've heard in the past that the reason that that works for us is because everyone will be on the video call versus, like, you know, the five people who are together plus the other people who are on the video call. And that kind of makes it hard to communicate with each other. And I think we just try to keep the, like, even playing field without really actually realizing that's what we're doing.
Right.
And so, you know, everybody has, like, the same platform to, like, talk if they need to. And then, you know, we have our little side chats and everything. But, you know, we try to keep it. We have so much going on in Slack, actually, I just love, because, you know, you don't have to read it all the time, but you can come back to it and you can, like, giggle along with everybody else. And
but you were saying the thing that really, like, touched me. You were saying a lot of people in the Code Science community say, like, we want to let you know how much we appreciate women in tech. And I was like, what?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So that has happened more than once. Men actually will just randomly, and I don't even know what channel it's coming up in, and they'll just be like, thank you for being, you know, thank you to the company for allowing us to have such powerful women, such strong, like, smart women. And it just starts this chain of, like, all these replies of people are like, yeah, you know, and I work with this and she does that and all these things. And it's like, where? I don't even know where it comes from. I have no idea where it comes from. But it's happened on multiple occasions. And then actually after that, Wonder Woman happened to be coming out, and Code Science, like, bought Wonder Woman tickets for everybody.
Dude, that's so cool.
It was awesome.
That's so cool.
So then that actually spurs another thing that's part of our culture. It's now everybody gets their tickets and takes their families. And now we get all these family photos of, like, kids dressed up as Wonder Woman,
so,
and they're
cool,
all going to the movie theaters together. It's
that's
great.
So cool.
I love it.
And that kind of is a perfect segue into, like, talking about, you know, how to be a powerful, driven woman and be an incredible wife. Like, what does that mean to you?
I think that, to me, that means being able to find that balance where you can, like, focus on these things, but yet feel balanced yourself. And that happens here, I think, for me, because I come into the office and I can focus and do these things. And then when I go home, and I'm allowed to, like, shut that off.
Right.
Too. You know, there are certain things where, you know, you have, like, I have the ability to if I have something to do at like 3 o'clock, I can like close down, do my thing at 3 o'clock and then open back up again. Right. It's like the freedom to make my own choices right. and be responsible for my own work. And I think that is huge here. So I don't have to be like, oh, I have a doctor's appointment at 10 o'clock, you know,
just
schedule my thing, be responsible about it. Let my coworkers, let my clients know that, okay, I'm going to be gone from 10 to 11, you know, or schedule around it or whatever. But they trust me to make that decision and make the right decision.
I love that. I think I was talking about the Ashley, you guys definitely check out Ashley's interview. It's the one right before this one. I was talking to Ashley about the company culture here sounds so amazing. And you have a lot of remote positions. Like you're not only in Chattanooga, but you have people who live in Atlanta, Georgia. You have people who live in San Francisco and all over the US. So how can everyone listening like check out the job opportunities you have going on right now?
CodeScience.com/careers.
Awesome.
For sure.
Which particular role do you think is one of the coolest to like look out for? You have any on top of mind?
I work a lot with the designers and I love seeing what they do because they not only, you know, come up with our marketing material, like you saw the Nux in our, Nick drew that like just out of, you know, his own creative mind.
That's what?
So that I think is a really great thing. We have, you know, our brilliant developers. Some of those jobs are open too.
I love it. Mm-hmm. And how long have you been with Code Science now?
3 years.
Three years is like so lengthy in this day and age when people don't stay at stuff anymore.
It definitely is. And I hope to be here forever.
I love it. And one last question before I talk about this bracelet that I just pulled out of my bag. I can't believe I almost forgot. And there's something else that I have to pull out of a bag somewhere if I could get to it fast enough. Hold on. Women in Tech stickers. And we have a Women who Start Up sticker too that is in the black bag, but I will get that one after. We'll start with these stickers. This is a Share Your Compass bracelet. But before we get into the Share Your Compass bracelet, what is one way that you overcome challenges?
The way that I overcome challenges is so many different things. I think we talked about it earlier, but reaching out when I have after I've tried to figure this out on my own, trying to reach out and ask, well, what would you do? How would you handle this? So it's really like, you know, coming up with my plan and then, you know, running it through with somebody else and be like, poke holes in this and help me think through it.
Awesome. Yeah. So, okay, I'm going to share with you, share your compass, shareyourcompass.com. I'm telling you guys, 3 hours sleep, it gets to you. 2118, so you guys can follow. 2118. So this is a female founded company out of Wilmington, North Carolina. She makes all of these herself. It is cork and imported from Portugal that's made to look like gender neutral leather. Mm-hmm. And the idea is I give this to you. You share how you received it on Share Your Compass. And then within 2 weeks, you give it to a woman in tech who really inspires you. And then she gives it to a woman in tech that really inspires her. And each one of you share your story on Share Your Compass so everybody could connect together and you could follow the bracelet. Isn't that awesome?
That is really awesome.
So do you have someone in mind?
I already know who.
Okay, who?
Her name is Cassie Courtney. And she used to work here and has gone. And she is like one of the most driven people that I have ever met. And she will love this. She
Yay!
Will
absolutely love this. And how can we look up Cassie online? Do you happen to know her Twitter or Insta or anything?
I don't, but I should connect you to her.
Okay. Yeah. And we'll Google, we'll be connected. And then our fabulous teammate, Carl, will put it into the show notes so you guys can check out Cassie too. And how can people look up you and connect with you online?
On the Code Science website.
Yay! Okay, yeah. Like, where do they go?
CodeScience.com. Probably just, I've written a couple of blogs up there, too.
Sweet.
So if you want to check out some of my blogs.
Awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out with
Thank
the Women in Tech podcast.
Me.
Of course.
Great.
Dude, Code Science, I'm such a fan. I don't know if you guys can tell. I'm super fan right now. To connect with more extraordinary women in tech, go to the Women in Tech Facebook group, which is womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. I will talk to you guys here. You guys, see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
This Women in Tech road trip is powered by Kia Niro Touring.
Conchetta, who we're about to interview, is about to say all sorts of things. I wouldn't let her tell me before because I wanted it to be fresh. What are you about to say?
This is craziness. Okay, I am in the market for a car, and I just spent yesterday afternoon at Kia listening to them talk about how the Niro broke the Guinness Book of World Records.
No, I didn't even know that.
Traveling across the country with the fewest gas stops. I cannot believe I'm sitting in it right now.
A huge thank you to Kia for powering this road trip series of the Women in Tech podcast.
The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you.